When the soul of a woman is born in a country, that country belongs to her. That's what happened to two amazing women that married art, Irina Caesar and Pilar Viviente, right here with us on UMH radio station in Elche, Costa Blanca, Spain. I'm Pierre Vives, and this is English Original Version. Good morning. This is a new broadcast of English Original Version, and we really feel honored of this great privilege today for half an hour. Pilar Viviente, that's a colleague from the University Miguel Hernandez, and she's really a very, very famous artist, musician, piano performer, writer and art critic, working in Altea at the University Miguel Hernandez as a teaching fine arts art teacher in graduate and postgraduate studies, director of the design department and member of INSEE, International Society for Education Through Arts, regularly participating in international conferences and working with a variety of media, exhibiting since 1987 and with works represented in important museums and collections all over the world. Good morning, Pilar.
Good morning.
Well, you helped me today to introduce our really special guest, an international guest, a Russian-American, really amazing woman, Irina Caesar.
Yes, Irina Caesar is here, finally, in Spain, in Alicante. And we are having exchanges for several years in intellectual production. I did a paper for her for the catalog One Shot, which is in process to be edited. It's an exhibition, should be presented in Tunisia and with the financial support of the government of Italy. This is a paper I did for her about her series, call it People of Arts as Objects of Art.
Really, and something interesting, and I want you to tell us more, and maybe Irina to tell us more about it.
Okay. Well, just to give the background that you used to work together by internet in production intellectual, but that's the first time we invited somebody invite her to Spain. That's just true.
And
first
this
trip to
is
Spain. It's Miguel Hernandez University invited her to Spain. On behalf of the University Miguel
for
Hernandez,
a joint
invited her.
Exhibition.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Called Manson, Wave Matrix in Art.
Yeah.
Psychotronics in Art for the first time in the history of art. So really, really great, I think. And a tribute to Arthur Danto. And with art show, lectures, and many, many, many things we must absolutely know here on the UMH radio, please.
So, well, we had many chats by Skype before we met physically. So we framed this invitation before make the proposal. I proposed it to the department officially as a member I am in the department.
And we know you did an amazing job for almost 2 weeks right now with Irina.
Yes, we worked very hard for 2 weeks. Lecturers in two levels. Workshop lectures in specific subjects, and at the same time this is a program very academic in the classroom, and then the Manson conference she did yesterday actually in the theory classroom of Mr. Nahuto. I must say many thanks to Jose Manuel Alvarez Enjuto, which have also a radio station in Spanish for students. He's a journalist actually, specialized in art critic, but his career is journalism. So he was very fine with us, and immediately he met her. He said, "Oh, I want the public lecture. Should she do with me?" I said, "Okay." So we get all gathering other professors in the project. And also there was in Mamengual, thanks to her, the professor in sculpture, the image studio, for also a lecture she did there. So we did several lectures. She did several lectures. All lectures was her job. And then we frame it inside our specific classroom subject. In other hand, Art Academy, my gallerist, Klaus Kramer, I informed him about she's coming here. And I suggested to him to do some work together, or to make some exhibit with her. And then he said it's fine if it's something not too large, so with a short show, it's 10 days. We hope in the future maybe we do something because the exhibit is too short. We started 6th December and it's going to be finished 15th, so it's very, very short time. So we're looking to make a larger exhibit in Alicante area as well in the future. With this subject. Well, I would like to introduce already, Irene can talk better about herself. We are very happy. Thank you very much, Irene, for accepting our invitation and for framing all this work we did together. It's been really a hard work because it was very intense and very interesting and very, 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 really, students enjoy it. Everybody's very happy with these activities we did.
So from the city of the palm trees to the world today, Irene Caesar, you're welcome.
Thank you.
So I've been reading, I've been watching, I've been, well, this amazing exhibition. Can you tell us exactly which is your inspiration and what you have been doing here in Spain, what you, for these two last weeks, please?
I have brought to Spain my project, which is psychotronics in art for the first time in the history of art. I have encoded my self-portrait with the wave matrix of my childhood photograph and the wave matrix of my manifesto, Man's Son.
I want to know more about Manson because I think it was really, really amazing. You have been working for it with, this has been encoded with a text with various lasers of the Institute for National Security in Moscow. So it's really, really serious, I think. And new technology, something amazing. And, so, so beautiful.
Well, nobody before did this, so this is done for the first time in the history of art. And what it was done exactly, this technology is, you're completely right, is a new technology, though it is in existence for almost 20 years. It's patented, certified, and it was classified in Russia till 2005. And it is still classified in the United States. It is the most advanced technology of the quantum leap, which allows to remotely control biosystems, remotely control weather, climate, and geophysical processes. You can cure AIDS with this technology, you can cure cancer, and you can increase the productivity of agriculture manifold. So this is really the technology of the future. And it is much more advanced than the electronic government managed by the artificial intellect, the model which is built right now by the European Union, and which presupposes the implants from RFID implants in the hand to brain implants. And I used this project to actually deliver this knowledge to the people of Spain. And what exactly I did? I collaborated with the Institute for National Security in Moscow, which was the most advanced institute and most secret institute, KGB institute in the Soviet Union, in this technology. And they recorded with the laser the wave matrix of my childhood photograph and the text of my manifesto, Man's Son, and the wave matrix of my self-portrait as Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc, yeah.
Then they digitized these wave matrices, mixed them, and then I have printed this portrait. So this portrait has a subliminal message, which is the text of the manifesto. So the
text
image
written in Russian.
So the image is encoded with the text, and the text is I'm bilingual. I have a dual citizenship. So the text is written originally in Russian, and it's represented
in English,
and in Spanish, represented also in Spanish.
So why did you call your manifesto Man's Son? What does it mean for you?
Reality is 96% energy or waves, and only 4% of reality is matter or particles. It is the so-called wave-particle duality in physics. So we are not anthropomorphic per se. We are wave structures or wave crystals. And ancient Greeks called these structures Eidos. So literally the wave structure. Or later, these structures were called monads. And because we are wave structures, each one of us is a man's son. And moreover, the quantum physics has the fundamental principle, which is the holographic principle, which states that the entire universe is entirely in its every matrix point. So not only are we man's son, we also have the entire energy of the entire universe within this suns, within this shining structures of waves.
So I can say maybe it's like your star wave, maybe in this universe that brings us really all this knowledge and in a so beautiful way. And I'd like to know also, I wanted you to tell us about your experience in Spain with the students at the university with Pilar Viviente, and how was this experience?
This project is a joint project with Pilar. So we actually joined different sides of this idea, you see. So I applied psychotronics in these images, and Pilar just came in from the different sides, basically expressing the same idea. And we did the same in the classrooms. So we tried to actually represent to students this idea. So representation alone, representational art, just, depictions of our appearances, of our bodies, is not enough, right? The same goes for the abstract expressionism or abstractionism. The representation of just abstract wave structures is not also enough. So you should basically unite these two things together. And this is a new thing, because in the West, either students are taught representational art, you see, just to draw from nature, or they're taught abstractionism, separately from the representation. This is not correct, because the world is holographic. So that's why, you see, matter, which is only 4%, but still 4%, is united with the wave structure. So you cannot represent matter without understanding the underlying wave structure, and you cannot understand wave structure without, this 4% of how it appears in this dimension. So this is a new approach, and this is precisely what we were doing with Pilar in the studio. We tried to show, to show students, which are basically Pilar students. We tried to show them how to find this wave structure, and this wave structure is meaningful. You see, how to find meaning, emotion, in sense, in everything that they do, not just art for the sake of art, Because art, they can be art for the sake of art. If the universe is holographic, you see everything inside this monad: sorrow and joy, war and peace, you know, sex and philosophy, everything, you know, all the sides of reality together, you see.
I think that's a present you give us here, because I think it's a message from the future that you gave us today, nowadays. So really, thank you very much for this. I think this broadcast will be very special, and I highly recommend to our audience to hear it once and once again, in order to reflect, to think about all these very, very deep words, deep reflections that are so important for mankind, maybe. And we need this kind of reflections nowadays. We sometimes are, I think, a bit lost. And if art can help to find a sense to our life, so thank you very much. And thank you to make us feel too. And now a little game. I want you both to say just a few words to present each other. So, how is Pilar for you, and how is Irina for you? In a few words, as an artist. Let's begin, maybe Pilar.
I don't know. Her or me? Which
no,
one
just try
art?
To imagine. No one knows yes, Irina, and I want you to introduce her as a person and as an artist.
You
as
know,
a
as a person,
as you.
As a person, I know just from 10 days. As a Brian, I know for 3 years. But Brian comes with emotion as well.
It's like a game. You must say the first thing.
Yeah, how I can. That's for me. To say the truth, it's been very exciting, the experience to meet somebody in a level of communication, which is the internet, basically. And we have a very, very good and deep understanding through internet. Okay. And then always I was thinking, that's to make a thing. We are very serious in this program. I was thinking, and what's going to happen when I want to meet her first time? Maybe I see holes, or maybe I see somebody else different than what I'm imagining. Well, first of all, I never tried to project it, my illusions, over the image I keep from the internet from her. I was trying to be just, well, I'm a scientist in a way. I am an artist. But I'm an intellectual. I work with information. I'm a philosopher as well. I did my thesis, PhD in sociology, philosophy, and psychology. I did a practical thesis. Then I have almost 5,000 books. It is over to pick to the other, but it's okay. I read a lot. We have a very brain connection, very straight and very strong. And then I get fascinated by her. I was in love with Irene, and with her intellectual approach. But always I thought, when I met her, this experience is really very interesting, because the human part of the human component of the in the compositum, is very important if you know world deeper. So we should meet here or in New York or in Moscow or in some place, because I think we have many things, we can do many things in the future together. As two brains, and when they meet together, they have many things to do together. I am learning a lot with her, and also I am discovering many things I had on my own. I didn't pay attention enough since now. So thanks, Irene, for coming in my life. What I can do?
Irene, that's your... It's your turn.
So the entire pleasure is mine, and I'm very grateful to Pilar for this opportunity, and I'm very happy to support, the University of Miguel Hernandez with these lectures and with this project, and to bring some life and new, excitement to the gallery. Klaus Kramer Gallery. And I think that the appearance of Russian Russians and Russian culture in Spain is crucial at this moment, and mm-hmm. I even heard some opinions that Russians literally support Spain right now. So it's really Spain relies on Russian and Russian Russians and Russian culture. Mm-hmm. And I hope that we will continue the cooperation between Spain and Russia. And the same goes for the Institute for the National Security. They also have projects in Spain at this moment. So I think the Spanish people are very resilient, because right now we are coming at the point when there might be the crash of dollar and the crash of euro, and the collapse, basically, of both countries, both unions, you know, North American Union and European Union. So it is very crucial for us to unite our forces and to use this technology to avoid this collapse. So this technology actually holds us right now at this moment from the Third World War, and it holds us from this collapse. So, and I found the spirit of Spain in Pilar. So for me, she is an embodiment, basically, of the survivor. And right now, Spain, you know, holds its positions precisely on the on, like, has this foundation, you see, in this kind of people like Pilar. So she is literally the soul of the university. So she is not simply active, not simply career building, not simply utility collecting. She is precisely the, we call this women in Russia, we call them Bereginya, women who, you know, save the land. And okay. I wish Pilar, you know,
will
I wish
help
her,
us to save
you know,
Spain.
Yeah, I wish her
Pilar is very
keep
powerful.
Strength.
She's
keep
got a very,
strength,
a very
you
nice
know, keep
energy.
Strength.
Hmm?
Thank you.
So I have been hearing really beautiful things.
Thank you.
So the mightiness of Pilar. And well, and also the spirit of Irina, and I always remember that you only see what your eyes want to see, mm-hmm. and we can try also to be ourselves in a different way, and we only have a few minutes right now, and. I just want you to tell us something for our students, for some advices for the young artists that are studying fine arts right now. Some advices that helped you or maybe linked to your own experience. Irina, please.
So my major advice to art students is to preserve their humanity, because right now, this moment, in 2013, major corporations, American corporations, have started building the electronic world government, which they call the Internet of Things, and at the moment, the Internet of Everything. And this will be the system of global management controlled by the artificial intellect and managing the population via chips. So my advice to the students, first of all, as to the citizens, never take the chip, because we as humans are superior to the machines, because we are the uncreated, infinite, eternal wave structures. So any created, handmade artificial intellect is in virtue of definition inferior to us. And this technology is really inferior to the information wave technology of the quantum leap. So this is the first very serious advice. And we should fight peacefully, you know, just spreading the word about this technology. And my second advice to the students, as art students, is to cherish their humanity, to return to the critical realism, and to understand that basically abstractionism can be produced by animals or by machines. And pop art just brings in the end of art, as was stated by Arthur Danta, because anything can become the product of art, the piece of art. So this is why their goal as artists should be to use art as a kind of language, a human language, and to help people with this language. You see, to use art as a kind of clarification of ideological struggle, of ideas to people. This is basically what art is supposed to serve, to be the ideological weapon, to be the language, the new kind of language.
Thank you for this message. So, fighting peacefully.
Can I say something? She insisted a lot. I like that you tell several times in the classroom, Irene, the critical reason. Remember the metaphor, the Platon metaphor. I like it that. I felt like the students like it, that metaphor, a lot. Because I thought, can you please?
Yeah, there is a metaphor, very famous metaphor in the dialogue Phaedrus by Plato. Mm-hmm. And the metaphor describes a chariot which is driven by two horses. One horse is instinct and another horse is practical reason. And the chariot is driving the horses, and the charioteer is the mind. This is precisely this eternal, infinite wave structure. And this wave structure, monad or eidos, is unique, because if universe is entirely in its every point, then every matrix point is not simply different from any other point, but is unique. You see, so we are unique wave structures. So not just not only do we have the entire universe in us, we also have the entire universe in a completely unique way. That's why the entire paradigm of the electronic government, which manages people via generic chips, generic, is wrong. You see.
So, thank you, Pilar. Thank you, Irina. If possible, please come back to the UMH radio station before you leave, all of you. And we'll try to use art as a human language to cherish the humanity. And with this peaceful message, we're just embracing this new sunny day, this sunny new day, and we wish everyone a super nice Friday. Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you very, 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 very much.
Thank you for promoting technological humanism.
Thank you, Pierre.